the truth.
Welcome to Stop the Presses here on the 28th of June. June is drawing to a close, 2021. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live today. As per usual, this show is also video simulcast to livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, /Stop the Presses. That's pretty much how we do it all the time, as circumstances permit anyway. And as I announced last week, I have a return guest today. He's only been on here once before, Tommy Oliver of a very interesting and high-impact blog called Current Revolt. Lots of commentary, lots of timely articles on what's going on primarily in Texas politics. Now, this is, of course, very pivotal right now for reasons I almost need not go into, but, of course, one of the big ones among many is the porous border, and we've got lots of ranchers from Kinney County and other counties, particularly between Laredo and El Paso, Val Verde County, another where Del Rio is. That's where the big summit was held recently by Texas Governor Abbott with ranchers and law enforcement on this highly porous border. That is a big issue, and Tommy, as you know, a lot of ranchers, they're not impressed with Abbott, no matter what Abbott tells them, no matter how much reassurance Abbott gives them. They're just not totally satisfied, if they're satisfied at all. They want to hear words like close the border completely, and they want to hear words like the big D word. It's becoming almost as taboo as the C words, deportation. And there's lots of questions swirling around this, of course. Just how far can one state go legally? Can a state deport illegal aliens? But that's just one issue, and it doesn't just impact Texas, but Texas is sort of at the nexus or center or core of the border issue, border security, border defense. And Governor Abbott is clawing his way along on this one. He's trying to make brownie points. He's trying to sound like the tough guy. He wants to get $1 billion into circulation here, $1 billion tax dollars, more boats, more drones, more gear, you might say, for the Border Patrol and related agencies. But I'm just citing this because it's such a hot button issue right now. Of course, I spend most of my time in and around Donna, Texas, where the big infamous detention center is. I don't happen to be there right now. I'm doing some travels for news and personal reasons. But Tommy, on your Current Revolt blog, you've been hitting Abbott pretty hard lately, and I'll mention it's part of a larger picture that your website's been painting, and that is that the Texas legislature, which meets every other odd numbered year, 2019, 2021, and so on, and meets roughly January through the end of May in regular session, this time around what you're saying is they're making it look like a big conservative victory, but it's not, and the border is just one issue. You can take it from there. I know I'm painting kind of a broad brushstroke here, but that seems to be the enduring thing, is that there's a big flim-flam going on, and Texas conservatives are not winning. They're just making it look like they're winning.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Mark, for having me on your show again. It's great to be on Stop the Presses. Great to be on RBN. I don't know why anybody would waste their time with mainstream media when we've got places like RBN to go. Yeah, it's campaign season for Abbott, and so you're going to see him at the border. You're going to see him doing photo shoots and helicopters, but it's all for show. Greg Abbott's been in government for decades now, and we still don't have a secure border. Our elections still aren't secure. You know who's in charge of elections, ultimately? the Attorney General. And who was the Attorney General before Ken Paxton? It was Greg Abbott, of course, and he did nothing. And so the problem we've got in Texas politics, and this is one of the themes I try and convey in my writings to our largely conservative audience, is that Texas has some of the worst Republicans in the nation. People don't realize, but what they do is they talk with an accent and they use Texas's reputation to project this bravado that simply isn't there. They simply don't do anything except for try and trick their voters. Very similar to the national level, but it's a lot worse in Texas because Republicans have been controlling everything for a few decades now. And so there's really no excuses, and so they have to get creative with their scams. And you'd mentioned states deporting illegal aliens. That actually happened in the beginning of the 20th century, called the Mexican repatriation. And it's a little bit controversial, and it's a little bit murky as to how it went down because it was so uncentralized. But basically, you had a friendly administration in the White House that they were rolling into the Great Depression, and the economy was not doing well, and the federal government understood these mostly Mexicans were taking jobs, and they didn't really have the resources to deal with them. So the state said, we'll take care of it, and the federal government basically just said, all right, shrugged their shoulders, and they said, well, we won't ask any questions. And so Texas went about this in a number of ways. A lot of it was informal. People get a knock on the door, and it's basically like, look, we know you're not supposed to be here. You know you're not supposed to be here, so let's just do this kind of the easy way, and let's just hope that we're going to come back in a couple of weeks, and you're not going to be here, okay? And if you're still here, we're going to have some problems. And they got rid of a lot of illegal aliens that way. They would buy their bus tickets. They'd say, here's a one-way ticket. We'd be happy to see you go, and good luck, and here's a few bucks. And that was very successful, and the time to try that was during the Trump administration. But unfortunately, we don't have anybody serious in any prominent position who was willing to try that.
You know, that's pretty sobering what you're saying, Tommy, about Texas conservatives. They say, well, you know, we're from Texas. We got this accent. We got this bravado. So you must believe what we're saying, man. We're going after everything, man. We're going to have, you know, constitutional carry. Don't you worry about it. We got your back. No problem. Yet you're saying that that's not happening generally. Maybe there's minor exceptions. Maybe they have to throw the voters a bone once in a while, a real one and not a fake one. I don't know. I don't keep as close a track of Texas politics as you do. Naturally, I look at it pretty closely, but it's more your bailiwick. And you use uncompromising language on Current Revolt. You call it a screw job session when the legislature gets together. It has echoes of the old saying, when a legislature is in session, no man's property is safe. It seems to be sort of a takeoff of that. But in these screw job sessions, where it's the public being bent over, pardon the uncomfortable metaphor, are we getting anything of substance? Is constitutional carry at least a small flag we can put it in our yard, or a small brownie point in favor of the people? Or is even that compromised? Just how deep does this go?
Yeah, so the way it's gone for the past 15 years or so, since conservatives, Republicans really got a stranglehold on the Texas government, you know, when Obama was elected, they swept in with a massive, massive swing, capturing seats that have never gone back since. And every session, they'll give conservatives about one thing. If they're really feeling generous, they'll give two. And they gave us constitutional carry this time. And they gave us some other things that were fake that we can get into a little bit later that were the epitome of screw jobs. You know, like they say they gave us our freedom of worship. They're literally claiming that that's what they gave us. But they gave us constitutional carry. It does look like it's a real, you know, they're the 23rd state or so to pass constitutional carry. So almost half the states already have that. Texas has now passed it. And I predicted that they would, that this is what they would give us. I thought maybe they might leave a little bit on the table because they have been dragging this out for years now. You know, previously they gave us open carry. And the reason they didn't give us constitutional carry was because, well, they wanted to save that for next time. The next time they could give us that. And so they break it up to placate the people. And ultimately, constitutional carry, nothing is going to change in anybody's life with this constitutional carry bill. The government has really no more power. Maybe they're going to collect a little bit less money. But ultimately, the same people who can have a gun are the same ones that can have a gun now. The places you can carry a gun doesn't change effectively. And so this is something that they feel comfortable giving to us because it's really low risk. It's low, not low risk. It doesn't rock the boat. It doesn't rock the boat in actuality. The main thing these people are trying to do is do as little as possible. You know, it was exposed a lot this session about how they're really just there partying and having a good time. Living the high life, the lobbyists are taking care of them, they're riding in limos, they're getting treated like celebrities, and they think that they're better than all of us. People like Jonathan Stickland have talked about this, is you get elected, and you go down to Austin, and they put their arm around you, and they let you know pretty explicitly that you're in the club now. The people back home, they don't really understand how it works. They're going to want you to do all these things, but they just don't get it. And that's the mindset. There's no reason that a list of a dozen things that every Republican, you can knock on their door, you say, should we do this? 90% of them are going to say yes. There's no reason all those things couldn't get done. But we said in December that none of those things were going to get done when it was announced that they had picked one of the most liberal Republicans in the House for Speaker. If you don't know how Texas government works, the governor has historically very little power. That is until COVID. The governor doesn't do a whole lot in terms of the power broker. The power is held with the Speaker of the House and the Lieutenant Governor because they have a very concentrated amount of power in their respective chambers. Nothing goes through without their blessing in those two chambers, whether it's Dan Patrick, or in this case, the House, Dade Phelan. And so when they announced that through these secret meetings that they had, that Dade Phelan was going to be the Speaker, they just announced it, that Dade Phelan has contacted all these people privately, and the Democrats all support him. It was obvious what was going to happen. They were not going to give us anything, and it was going to be one screw job after another. And I could tell you, the citizen involvement after the supposed election in November was off the charts. You saw a similar surge in involvement with the grassroots when Obama came into office. You know, I'm involved a lot in local politics, and there's new volunteers everywhere. People are fired up, and we had people in Austin. They tried to keep us out with these virus rules. They got bullied into dropping them. You know, there was a point with the Senate to participate in the Senate, state Senate, you had to do a negative COVID test every single day. Having your body fluids collected for you to participate in your government. And so they really didn't want people there. There was a ton of people there the whole time, really at an unsustainable level. and they still wouldn't give us really anything. And so they're really bad. They all need to go, frankly. And so that's what we're trying to do at Current Revolt in terms of education, is educating people on the screw jobs, because these people, all they do is sit around and think, how can we trick people? How can we trick our voters into thinking we're doing something when, in fact, they're really not doing anything?
Yeah, when you mention freedom of worship, you're saying that they're acting like they're being magnanimous about giving us something that's supposed to be a pillar of our constitutional order nationally and at the state level anyway, and then with the Second Amendment, a.k.a. constitutional carry. Now, a quick segue, isn't that also known as permitless carry?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, so is the one little beam of light in an otherwise dark room here that if I'm a Texan and I want to buy my first gun, a handgun, I don't need a permit, or am I living in La La Land when I say that?
Yeah, so they still offer the permit, and the permit offers a few benefits. When you are in possession of a permit and you encounter a police officer, it gives you a little bit benefit of the doubt, because if you've got any serious crimes, even anything that's pending, the state will take your license to carry a firearm. They will come into your house and get it if you do not surrender it. They're very serious about that. And so a police officer sees that you have one, they know that you don't have any warrants. They know that you're pretty much a law-abiding citizen. And it also gives you the ability to carry in a number of other states who recognize Texas's permit. But to buy a gun, you don't need a permit, but it does expedite the process. If you have a permit, they don't run your background through the NICS system. They don't run you. They just take the paperwork, and I don't know if they run it later or if they just file it away, and whenever the federal government does an audit or something, or if there's a question, then they will go to these dealers. But it makes it to where you don't have to wait, because if you just go in without a permit, they'll have to run a check, and that could cause a delay of 10 minutes or a couple hours. It's really a variable, but that gets rid of that if you have a permit.
Well, so in other words, not having a permit is simply an option. You're actually in some ways better off, at least in the expeditious sense, and getting past a cop with a permit. So is someone that does this permitless without a permit simply subjecting themselves to more bureaucracy? I mean, that's what it sounds like. A little bit more of an anal probe, pardon the metaphor there. But so in other words, there's a trade-off. Okay, I don't need a permit, but now you're going to look at me more closely and more scrutiny, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. One of the criticisms that people have of the federal background check system, and I've seen this with acquaintances of mine, if you have a very common name, in particular, the minorities, take Vietnamese, for example. I think it's Vietnamese. It's like 40% of them, their last name is Nguyen. Very common. So their names are all going to be very similar. There's a lot of people. If your name is Bob Nguyen, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of Bob Nguyens because they all share that surname. And so they go to run your background, there's certainly going to be a Bob Nguyen who is prohibited from having a firearm. So when they run you, they're going to see, ooh, but there's a lot of Bob Nguyens that can't have a firearm. I got to really make sure that this is one of these Bob Nguyens who can have a firearm. And that adds a significant delay. I've seen one of my friends, they never got a call back.
Yeah, Tommy, and, on the first break. I wanted to get that segue in about that firearms bill and constitutional carry. We'll talk about that and much more after this break. Stay tuned.
Nothing novel in your fate. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Yeah, welcome to the next segment of Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live today here at republicbroadcasting.org. Video simulcast at livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, /Stop the Presses. It is the 28th of June, 2021. And my return guest, but it's been a while, is Tommy Oliver of the Texas-based blog and website Current Revolt. I read it all the time. It really gives me a lot of insight into the trickery, what are sometimes called screw job sessions of the every other year legislature that meets in Austin, Texas at the state capitol. Tommy, we won't stick with the a constitutional carry thing anymore, except to say that I won't call it absolutely deceptive, but when you hear constitutional carry, it sounds like an open road to a very bright place with, you know, really no interference, and you're a free man in free America. But what you're saying is it's an option not to have the permit, and it's so you get a gun on the basis of the Constitution alone, but you're not really spared the red tape. I mean, I think at the very least that's an accurate conclusion on that, just to sew that up. Would that be correct?
Yeah, like I said, the legislature, these Republicans, they want to rock the boat as little as possible. And with this new law, virtually nothing changes. Same people can carry a gun. Everything's basically the same.
Yeah. And they give us, like we said, they give us a right to worship that we always inherently had anyway. So it's almost like somebody saying, hey, look, I bought you a box of oxygen. You know, here's some oxygen. Well, hey, I've already got some, you know. You can't really brag about giving me some oxygen or a glass of water, right?
It's even worse than that. It's even worse than that because it was this very government who's claiming this that took away our right to worship. Maybe you remember, but in a lot of metro areas, mine included, church was canceled last year on Christmas. Abbott released his virus mandate, his virus dictatorship orders, and these county judges, which in Texas, the county judge is kind of like the mayor of the county. He's not a judge per se.
Right.
He's more like a mayor. And in most metro areas, these judges close the churches. And so it's this government that took away our right to worship, now claiming these elected politicians that they're giving it back to us. And it's like, this is the definition of a screw job.
Right. And of course, it's much broader than this. I wanted to nail down these twin pillars of worship and firearms because everybody gets that. Everybody can relate to it. And we're going to get into the second half of the show. And I'm going to show on the screen for those that view this in video as well as audio at livestream.com/Ron Avery. You can also press the Stop the Presses rectangular icon there. I'm going to show some screenshots of Current Revolt. And it includes, and I appreciate it, you using a little bit of the coverage we did here at Stop the Presses on Fox News in McAllen, Texas, actually sponsoring its own COVID vax clinic, a complete and total conflict of interest for any media outlet. I don't care who you are. So that's most appreciated, Tommy. But it is a much broader thing. There's so many issues. You've talked about the people that are in charge of the Republican Party in Texas, Alan West. And let's start there. Alan West is a pretty solid guy. He's this African-American constitutional conservative. The racial thing just doesn't even register. He's just a straightforward guy. He recently stepped down as GOP chairman for the state of Texas. Is this good or bad? Because he was one of the few solid ones in there, and now he's kind of let go of the handle there, let go of the captain's wheel, you might say. Where is that headed? And with respect to who's controlling Republican politics in Texas, this is what's kind of unpredictable, to say the least.
Yeah, so there's a couple of factions in Texas politics, I'd say. There is the Greg Abbott faction. He is just undoubtedly the big daddy due to his ability to raise money. He has $40 million in his reelection campaign account, and he is willing to dole that out to anybody who he feels will do his bidding and won't criticize him. And in Texas, your election finances is nothing like the federal level. There's no limits, and so people can donate unlimited amounts of money to any office. There is also the kind of the House establishment, and that's right now headed up by Dade Phelan, the Bonin brothers, which Dennis Bonin is the former speaker who was disgracefully stepped down after he was caught on recording propositioning Michael Quinn Sullivan of another conservative news outlet, wanting him to target a list of Republicans that he didn't like. He propositioned him in a meeting, and Michael Quinn Sullivan was recording him.
On that note, Tommy, this is a short segment. There'll be much more time uninterrupted after the bottom of the hour, as we'll be back with more from Tommy Oliver of Current Revolt. Stay tuned, please.
Smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Every day we roll from town to town, we see another mom, papa just getting shut down. And it's the same five stores everywhere we go, and it's the same damn music on the radio.
And welcome to the second half of Stop the Presses here on the 28th of June, 2021. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live today. Video simulcasting to livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, /stop the presses. Check it out. Those videos automatically archive after they're seen in real time, just like this audio-only radio show at republicbroadcasting.org is automatically archived, all the shows. And my video engineer partner, Ron Avery, who's making this happen today on the video end, has his own RBN radio show Tuesdays and Thursdays, The Search for a Lawful Government, the same time as this, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern. My return guest today, Tommy Oliver of Current Revolt, and I'm showing on the screen for those that are getting the video part of this live or on the archive, the Current Revolt website. And this is the Texas Traders link. There's a Jeff Leach, House District 67, evidently the Mesquite area. That's the greater Dallas area. And there is Chairman Alan West, at least recently. He was chairman of the GOP of Texas, and he's quoted as saying, and this fits the theme of what you're saying today, Tommy, Texas does not need a Republican political traitor, not at a time when the two diverging philosophies of governance are this lucid. That's a very lucid comment on his part, but not to get too far off the path here. You were describing, Tommy, there's the Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, there's his wing of the Republican establishment, And then you were getting into the other wing, and maybe what I just showed will fit into that, but describe the other wing besides the Abbott wing a little more and paint this picture for us.
Yeah, it's the other establishment wing, and you know, there are competing, there's competition among the elites, and that's basically what we're talking about. These are the people with the money, the people who are in bed with the special interests. They've got the connections. It's not just Abbott. It, like I said, Abbott is just the power broker as of now due to his unprecedented ability to raise money. And then you've got the grassroots, which there was a lot of hesitation, I think, about Alan West. We supported him before he was elected, and it's turned out to be a lot better than even I anticipated. Alan West is very much, as you mentioned, Mark, he's a straight shooter. What you see is what you get. Myself and others have met with him privately, and he is, there's no secret to Alan West. He is a constitutional guy, and he's pretty hardcore about it. And that's about it. And so he has essentially gone around the state and lit people on fire. People who have long been issues for the grassroots of Texas, the grassroots Republicans, because they just get ignored. Year after year, they come out with a list of priorities. The Texas Republican Party is very bureaucratic. It's very, very bottom up. And so a lot of work goes into putting together the platform, putting together the priorities. And all this work is always just totally blown off by these politicians who get down there and they pass things like building a gold vault. Or there was a bill last session that was to end the practice of pet leasing. You ever heard of pet leasing?
What?
Pet leasing. Well, it was to regulate it, actually. I don't think it was to ban it, but...
Oh, okay.
Basically, people were leased to owning dogs. They would get a dog, and it'd be, you know, $1,000. And they say, well, I can't do $1,000. I can do $100 for 10 months. And so they would get 6 months in, and then they couldn't make the payments, and the dog would get repossessed. And members of the legislature, they're more than happy to step in and promote this, file the bill, maybe even pass the bill. And this is something that affects three people. If that, this is the most fringe issue. This is the things they focus on when we've got all these problems. It's just scam after scam. Jeff Leach, you just showed on the screen there, who we've highlighted, who we're going to be highlighting another individual soon on the Texas Traders site. He's the king of low-hanging fruit. He really pushed I believe he authored the Religious Liberty Bill. So he is claiming that he has given us our religious liberty.
Ah.
And it, whenever there's a movement to sign a pledge not to defund the police, They'll spend countless amount of time promoting this, which is the most fringe issue. Defunding the police is, first of all, I don't even think it's going to happen. In the places where it is happening, it's going to quickly be reversed. But nobody's asking for this. Nobody's wanting it. But they're going to tell you repeatedly that, oh, they're not going to do that. And this is what they spend their time on. You know, so
yeah, I've been showing some screenshots, as you can see, Tommy, of your site, kind of thumbing through it as you talk, so people that are doing the video part of this can get the headlines from currentrevolt.com. It sounded obviously just the same for audio only, But this brings me to also the style of your website. You use, obviously, you use satire and parody and different humor and different irony, different tools to get your point across, such as this one here, Transgender Avengers Part 1, where you show an image of Dee Dee Phelan, a.k.a. Dade Phelan, the House Speaker, Dan Patrick, the Lieutenant Governor, who, as you said, is an office with a lot of power, and then Abbott, you show him with a little bit of women's lipstick on. I mean, I get the joke. It's something you don't often see in alternative media, but I welcome it. I like a little satire myself, or parody, or irony, and it gets the point across, and I don't want to read into it and misread what you're trying to say with this, but you seem to be saying that these people are not who they say they are when you show them with these unexpected adornments on their faces. Am I interpreting that right? If not, please explain.
Yeah, so the comic thing, it started out with, there was an exchange between an elected official, Matt Krause, one of the heavyweight grassroots conservative activists, Julie McCarty, and a former House representative who is currently a candidate for GOP chair. He announced that he's running for chair the same day that Alan West announced his resignation. There was an exchange between these three regarding HB3, which was the bill that was going to codify Abbott's virus dictatorship agenda. They were having a little quarrel about this, and I thought it was newsworthy because here's an elected official defending an elected official that a lot of people think is great, and he's defending this bill, which is terrible. And it got pretty heated, and we wanted to cover this, but just posting screenshots, it was kind of wordy, but there was a lot of content there. And so I was thinking of how we could present this in an entertaining way, and I came up with turning it into a comic. And people really liked it. People thought it was great, and we were getting a lot of requests for more comics.
So
we started doing this Transgender Avengers comic, and it is just it's silly, Mark. I mean, I don't know how it is driving towards making a point.
Yeah,
this thing it very much started out as the transgender thing came about because we obtained text messages from a state representative where she called Dan Patrick a transvestite, and it was very funny. And she said some other really inflammatory things about other members of the legislature. There was some illegal activity that was disclosed in these text messages. And this transvestite Dan Patrick comment was very funny. And so that was kind of the thing that spurred this. Let's make a comic where these guys are transgender and they're going about. There's more chapters in this saga, but you know, I'll go ahead and tell you where it's going. Dan Patrick, Dade Phelan, and Greg Abbott, they're trying to stop Matt Rinaldi from becoming chair of the Republican Party, and they're trying to stop him, get him removed, and they're going to go around to these certain groups, certain leaders of these other factions who are opposed to the grassroots, opposed to current revolt, our agenda, and they're going to ask for help, and their thinking is that Matt Rinaldi is going to ban being transgender. He's going to allow that to be banned, and that's going to ruin their little party because they're trying to be transgenders. And all the people that they're going to go ask for help, their solution is always going to be something like, well, we're just going to promote the gay Republicans. We're going to have the log cabin Republicans parade, because it's very it's very common that these groups that oppose us, they all want to promote these weird things. Much like the legislature, they don't want to talk about substance. They want to pass pet leasing bills. These other groups, they want to promote homosexuality in the Republican Party. And it's like, what is this going to do for us exactly? It's going to destroy the party, but even if you don't believe that, how is this going to help us? And so that's
as I show this comic strip that has a point behind it, I'm remembering that you've done some coverage. Didn't the Texas legislature ultimately fail to protect children from transformative surgeries and hormone blockers? And didn't they ultimately expose children to manipulation of their bodies and drug-induced and surgery-induced transgenderism? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Texas legislature put on a good front, but ultimately the kids are vulnerable to this, what one might call a demonic agenda. What was the final outcome on that?
Yeah, of course they didn't protect kids from this. They're unable to do anything substantive, anything that will receive any sort of backlash from these mega corporations. They're scared of doing that. And so, of course they didn't do anything. There was multiple opportunities. Some of the very few reps that are actually good, they tried to insert this, the prohibition of this type of treatment, quote unquote, this type of experimentation, multiple places on multiple bills. And it never worked because they don't want that. They don't actually want to do that. They don't want Walmart getting mad at them. And this is ostensibly why. I don't know that they really support this stuff, but it's inexcusable to allow this to continue. This is really happening to people that everybody knows about. Everybody knows specific, one in particular, they know this is happening and they're not doing anything about it. And so what's the point of a government if it's not going to protect kids?
Yeah, it seems to me that this issue really exposes their flank, because my view, and many other Texans, I'm sure, and Americans in general, would be, if they can't even do the right thing in that realm, what good are they? I mean, how easy is it to do the right thing in this particular realm, in this issue, simply do the right thing, win the respect of the voters that have put you there to begin with? They'll probably reelect you for that very reason. Why would they screw that, even that up, when this would really be the easy one to make mega points with and really tug the emotional heartstrings of people as well as the intellectual part of it? You know what I mean? I mean, this is like screwing up a peanut butter sandwich.
Well, why aren't they doing it? I'm not going to claim to understand why, but they know that if they do it, there'll be consequences for them. They'll have to answer questions. The media will be all over them. And they know if they don't do it, the media will cover for them. The media covers for Republicans, and it's always a net loss with these people. They don't understand that even discussing the bill, the media is going to try and harm Republicans, whether they pass it or not. And so just like at the national level, in these people's minds, we have a press-controlled state where these people are terrified that the press is going to call them names because they don't know how to defend their ideas, their positions, and they don't want to have to deal with that. They just want to. They're just there to drink a little bit, you know. Maybe drive their Corvette when they've had a few drinks. Like Representative Huberty, he had a little accident in his Corvette. But this is how they behave when they're supposed to be working out these serious problems. They're just kind of partying. They took a lot of time off this session. There's a lot of time back home. They would recess for 5 days. And it's inexcusable, considering the problems we have. Mark, you're showing this comic. It's so silly. It's so silly. I can't,
I've been walking through this comic strip as you talk and leaving it up there in each frame long enough for people video only to read this. I won't go through that any further, but that gives a fairly good sampling. And I showed some other headlines earlier. I can open this one very briefly. GOP legislative failures naming names. And I'm just putting this out there for people to check it out on their own. That's currentrevolt.com. Ladies and gentlemen, again, currentrevolt.com, especially if you're in Texas. But even if you're not, I think you'll like the style. Like I said, the humor, some creative ways of presenting the news, not just the same old inverted pyramid, blah, blah, blah. And what's interesting here, Tommy, is that it's exposing this duplicity and this counterfeit conservatism. And counterfeit conservatism, of course, is not anything new. But it seems like Texas, thanks to your exposés, is showing that it's particularly creative with it. And, they're really behind the curve. As you say, 20-some other states were already constitutional carry, and Texas was sort of dragged kicking and screaming into that. It's not like they were at the forefront of it. They were not. So you've got counterfeit conservatism with two big capital Cs here in the Lone Star State. And you've got Alan West, and we're getting into about the last 7 or 8 minutes of the show. Meanwhile, there's Alan West, one of the only solid people in this whole mess. What, if anything, is he doing? Is he going to run for governor? Is he running for some other office? Again, I was a little bit uneasy when he stepped down from GOP chair for the state because I thought we needed some solid stuff there. You may not know all his plans. Maybe he doesn't want to reveal his hand, but as I go back to normal screen here, where do you see that going? Because we really need that guy and more like him while these ranchers are concerned about the border. They're getting serious. They're saying they're going to go defend it themselves with their repeater rifles if they have to. I mean, if this government ain't going to do it, the federal Abbott will tell you the federal government's not doing their job, so the state is stepping in. But what if the state doesn't do its job? Then who's going to step in? There's all these questions. We need solid leadership. We need real legislators. There are a few, like you mentioned. But where's the bright light here? Where's the silver lining? Where's Alan West going? Just summarize it as best you can.
Yeah, I wish I knew where Alan West was going. I really don't. Nobody that I talked to knows for sure. He seems to be keeping his plans pretty close to the chest. When I first heard about it, I was very uneasy. I thought, is he involved in some scandal? This is devastating. If so, because we can't handle any more Republicans tarnishing our reputations. We already had a bunch of issues this session. There were multiple extramarital affairs exposed during the session, and it just really, that when the Democrats make fun of us for being the party of family values, and then all these elected officials are cheating on their spouses, it really does make us look bad. It makes us all look bad. And so it doesn't seem like that's what's happened. It seems like he has a plan. I don't know what it is. There's been tons of speculation. Ideally, I'd like to see him go for lieutenant governor, because like I said, that has the most power, that's directly elected. And Alan West is very popular.
Development. You're right.
We already have Don Huffines running for governor. He's a very solid choice. His voting record in the state Senate was excellent. He's saying he's going to close the border. He's saying some other good things, but most importantly, he has, his voting record is good. And I just hope Alan West is not considering wasting his time in Washington again. That would be a disaster. That's what we can't have. We can't have someone like that wasting their time, because there was a switch on our behalf on Current Revolt after the election. We determined that national politics was a waste of time. Now it's just it's an oppressive force that we need to get away from. There's no, you have no business paying attention to national politics in as much as how it's going to affect you in terms of these people not arresting you. You know, just figure out what new laws, what new restrictions they're putting on us, but trying to affect change there. Apparently, they're not even going to let us vote anymore, is what it seems like. And so the state level is where it's at.
Well, certainly, yeah, keeping Alan West at the state level would be paramount. You're right. He'd be lost in that sea of corruption in D.C., you know, an ocean of it. That would be just a complete waste of time and money. We're getting into the last minute or two of the show. People can go to currentrevolt.com to read much more on all this duplicity and fake right, go left that's been going on in Austin. But nevertheless, you do, as your hat indicates there, and I think it says Make America Texas. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, you do at least somewhat support Texas nationhood, correct? There's the Texas Nationalist Movement. I've had Daniel Miller on here and one of his associates in the lower South Texas part of that movement, Wyatt Watson. He's been on my show. And all of this, and I'll just say, Ron and I, my co-host here at Co-Anchor, and does the video, we've talked about the mass media cartel, because it is a cartel, and that they scare people into sticking with the establishment party line. People fear the media's backlash, and the real constituents in this modern corporate fascist America are the corporations. They really don't look at as voters as the constituency. The constituency is Walmart and Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. That's the constituency. It's the different corporations. But amid all this fear and amid all this duplicity, do you think Texas nationhood could buy us some reprieve here, some relief? I mean, there are skeptics of it. I myself am sort of agnostic about it. I see many benefits of it, but I also worry about the corruption in Texas. And what if we have a secession of a corrupt government that doesn't correct itself, even though it might technically be separate from the U.S. Union? You know, it's a tough call in many ways.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's why I didn't support it, because if it's the same people, we're going to get the same result.
Yeah, so in other words, you conditionally support Texas nationhood, if I'm hearing you right.
It gives us an opportunity to actually solve problems, whereas now it's impossible.
Thanks, Tommy Oliver. We've run out of time. We'll see everybody this coming Wednesday. I hope to have Brian Garish of UK Column on here. He's tentatively penciled in. That's ukcolumn.org. We'll see you Wednesday, and everybody pretty soon. Have a great 4th of July weekend. That's coming up. Have a great day. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.